We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Back in black. The Lions going back in their past to an era that wasn't so good. Dan Campbell don't give a damn. Lions past doesn't define their future. They proved it. They don't care. And they look great. The black uniforms unveiled last night at Ford Field. If you were there, you saw them. If you have a phone, if you have the internet, social media, you've seen them. You have thoughts. John, I told you I wanted these back. I hated the gray pajamas. I loved that the blacks accentuated with the black lion on the helmet. I thought it's a really cool alternate. And you know how I know it's cool? It's not just cool because the Lions are winners. It's cool on its own.
It's certainly cool on its own. And when you look at everything that the Lions have done, whether it's with the uniforms, and Dan Campbell had, it's been revealed that when he came back as coach, versus player.
He wore the black jerseys.
He wore the black jerseys. He told Rod Wood, when can we bring the black jerseys back? And Rod Wood told him, well, when you win the division.
This is the reward.
Yeah, they won the division, and now they get the black jerseys, which I think are awesome. I like the black on black, the black pants. Mm-hmm. I don't like the black with the blue pants. It's just visually for me, I don't like it. I would prefer, you know, black jersey, black pants, black socks, black shoes, black gloves. Like, let's just all in on this.
I'm 100% with you. I prefer the black pants. I think you can get away with the blue pants because it's a blue helmet. I think it's the only thing that helps kind of tie it in together, and they said you can wear them two different ways. The rest of the jerseys, I've heard people say, it's not different enough. Guys, look at a side-by-side.
I love the white numbers, too.
The white numbers pop on the home jerseys. A blue face mask, I love. I mean, subtle details. I think it looks really good.
I love that they have the stenciled Detroit mm-hmm. on the front of the white jerseys. It's the blue ones that they will most frequently probably wear at home, you know, it's versus the black.
Yeah.
They're just a classic clean look.
They cleaned up the stripes on the sleeves. They mm-hmm. took the patch off the jersey. They put on the back of the helmet so it's less prominent. These are great. I think they look clean. And I think the black jerseys, the uniforms are cool. My wife looked at the black jerseys and she said, it looks like the Carolina Panthers. And I'm like, these women, they don't understand fashion. It's so different. You have blue numbers on the Lions jersey, white on the Panthers. They have a teal and it's around the collar and the sleeves, not the case for the Lions black jerseys. This is their own and it's badass. 248-539-9797. We want to know what you guys think.
Well, we have our own style expert.
I would say that women know fashion very well.
It's sarcastic.
Yeah. I know it was. I understand that. I love it. I love the black jerseys. I would never compare it to another team because I don't follow other teams. So guess what? I just look at it on its own, and I love it. I think it's great. I like the subtle changes. When I first saw the reveal, not looking at the side-by-side, I thought, well, they didn't do a lot. I could tell instantly the sleeves were a little different. But when you look at them side-by-side, I definitely like the white numbers. They pop more. I think everything looks great. I'm a fan.
Yeah, as opposed to the silver, more really gray.
Yeah, it was gray.
Didn't like it. Yeah. Dwayne in Detroit, you can go in and give us your thoughts. You're on 97.1.
Don't like them.
Oh, no.
What?
I like tradition. I like when I watch the Packers and the Lions, I see that old Lion helmet. And when they were on the road, I hated that while wearing all white. I mean, I just like tradition. Like watching the Yankees and the Packers, I like seeing I'm just going to enjoy the game. I don't like the uniforms.
Well, so when they're wearing the whites and the blues, all right, take the black out of it. Like, do you like the
don't
white?
Don't like it at all. No change. I didn't want no change. None. I wanted to keep it. Just, when I watch the Packers Lion game, just like that old Lion helmet, the old Packer. No.
But Dwayne,
well, yeah, but there's the subtleties are they're by definition subtle, and so Like when I initially saw him, I kind of had to do the side by side before I even noticed some of the changes.
But Dwayne, you realize the jerseys they were wearing last year weren't the original Detroit Lions uniforms, yeah. right?
Like yeah, I didn't like those. I didn't like none of the stuff they wore last year.
How traditional do you want to get?
Leather helmets.
What is your
like that very Santa jersey that I wear, the one with the little gray in there. And also when they're on the road, wear their gray pants and their white jerseys.
Dwayne.
All that all white. Oh, I didn't stand that.
Dwayne, those Barry Sanders jerseys.
I'm with you on the white on white. I don't like the white on white either.
See, and I do. But Dwayne, those Barry Sanders jerseys, those aren't traditional. Those are 90s. You want to be traditional, you got to go all the way back. 70s, 60s. You're not traditional, Dwayne.
Well, I like the 70s. I like the 70s ones.
I know. Did I'm just giving you a hard time.
Dwayne, let me.
I didn't like none of the stuff I saw yesterday. None of it.
Did you like the helmet that they brought out last year? Because that's...
No.
Oh, I
that's as old
that
school as you get.
Dwayne, do you like puppies or ice cream?
Huh?
Do you like puppies or ice cream?
Don't be sarcastic there. Come on.
Hi, Dwayne. I'm Jim. It's nice to meet you.
Yes.
Appreciate you calling in. We'll do this
Thanks,
a bunch.
Man.
Good stuff. He doesn't like them.
We wanted to hear from those people who didn't like them.
I know.
And there you have it.
And you're going to get that. And I'm normally a guy, like, I don't like change. I don't like things different. This, to me, in the white jerseys, the blue jerseys, was very traditional to me, very clean. And then you throw in the, because everybody has it right now, just accept the fact that you're going to have a third choice for a uniform. And if you're going to have to choose, I like the black on black. I like the black lion. I thought that they showed a little creativity in what they're doing.
Chris in Ypsilanti, what'd you think? You're on 97.1.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. I love these jerseys. So a few reasons. First, I love that it's a throwback to the 90s. It's a clean look, block letters. These are the jerseys that I grew up with. Love them. I love that they simplified the jerseys, got rid of the patches and all that. Mm-hmm. But here's what everyone is sleeping on. The helmets. Both helmets are fire because of the little details. Are any of you guys car enthusiasts?
Oh, yeah.
Then John, you know that center striping, that's straight off of the Mustang. Go pull up a picture of a Ford Mustang S550, which is like the 2017 and 2024 Mustangs. That's straight off the car. I think it's so slick. That with the black stripes, the silver center line on the blue helmets and the black line, I think this is a win. And I think people are just like sleeping on the subtle details. These are fire. I love them.
Yeah. No, I agree with the stripe. I think with the white line down the middle, it makes it pop just like the white numbers on the jersey, the blue jerseys make it pop.
I didn't even realize the Mustang connection. But yeah. I think we were wondering, what's the Bronco connection? Because mm-hmm. they had teased that there was going to be a Ford Bronco
theme
or involvement. Yeah. Is it just the block letters?
Yeah, I don't know. I
if you're a car person, please fill us in, like, if we're missing another subtle...
Well, I mean, I love my Bronco is my favorite vehicle of all time, the early model Bronco. And I'm not sure what the connection is. And at this point, I really don't care.
No, but I mean, it's cool to see, like, the level of thought that's put into the... That's all I mean by that.
Yeah.
Ticket Texter says, Dwayne is a get-off-my-lawn guy. The guy loves tradition. I'm going to go to work in my horse and buggy. That's Ted in Kalamazoo.
Come on. Hey, Dwayne's allowed to have his opinion.
I know, but I like
it's okay for him to not like it.
We give and get. I get plenty of flack on the ticket text. We'll give it out, too.
Yeah.
Says they should put the Thanksgiving TV game in black and white, signed Dwayne. Tradition. Sick of the Panthers talk. Their black came out in 2012. If anything, they copied our OG black uniforms. I love the Detroit on the front.
Yeah.
So the black jerseys that Detroit wore were 05 to 07, the Millen era. They went 15-33 in those seasons. And that means absolutely nothing to Dan Campbell. It should mean absolutely nothing to you. They've put the past in the past. They're not doing SOL and what about this? And this reminds me of losing. This becomes synonymous with winning. The jerseys they were wearing were synonymous with the changes they made under Patricia and Quinn. This is the Campbell era. Ticket ticks, phones. I think a lot of people love them. We do want to hear from you, though, if you don't like them either, and explain it. Is it the black jerseys you don't like? Is it you don't feel like they did enough? That's been some of the pushback, too. They kind of look mostly the same.
It's like math class. If you don't like it, show your work. Like, let us know why. We've laid out all of the reasons why we like the black helmets. We like the blue face mask. We like the stripe, the black lion on the, you know, paired with the black uniform. And, you know, what is it if you don't? It's okay. What is it that you don't like about it?
Yeah, I love that the blue face mask for the home and road jerseys, I think it pops. I think it's better. The white numbers at home pop clean. They cleaned up the sleeves. The base uniform they're going to wear 80% of the time looks really good. The alternate is where you're going to get big opinions. I like the black. I didn't like the all gray. I thought they looked like pajamas. I thought they were blah, bland, and boring. These are anything but. And they're going to rub some people the wrong way. Some people don't like the black from Lions history. Some people just don't like this black uniform combination. I like black jerseys in all sports. I think they look cool. They're not a primary for the Lions. But I don't know, John, are they going to wear them like 2-3 times next season? That'll be great. A primetime game?
Yeah.
Be great.
I mean, Thanksgiving. You know, I mean, if you talk about primetime games, they get a Monday night game they wear, a Thursday night game. You know, are they going to kick the season off in a special way? I mean, who knows? And but what I do, and here's what I like about the blue home jersey. It's very basic. It almost has a minimalistic approach to it, where it doesn't have, like, the black jersey has the Lions above the number in the front. The away jersey has Detroit. I mean, you don't need it, obviously, when you're playing at home. Hello, you're in Detroit. But it's very basic. And I just like that they took the Lions colors, and that's all that's there. It's the white numbers with a little bit of the silver on the outside, and then the Honolulu blue jersey.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
They cleaned up the sleeves. It just looks very clean.
Texter says, didn't initially like the uniforms when they were leaked. But when I saw them in totality, when they were officially unveiled, I really liked them. They seemed to pop. I'm not a big fan of the black, but once I saw the pants and the helmet, it all tied in together. One quirky issue, though, the pinholes in the numbers. They look kind of odd and a little cheesy as a standalone. Maybe I'll get used to it. That's Troy in Grand Rapids. We haven't talked about that. The little dots inside the numbers.
Yeah, got to breathe.
I don't love them. I don't hate them. I think they're fine. The little holes in the little dots in the jersey.
Yeah, there's holes in the jersey.
Yeah. But you know what he's talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Ticket text. Oh, by the way, he said the unveiling and the leaking and all that stuff. I do think the Lions benefited from the leak because they were so on their game with social media, because they had the McNeil ready, the video ready. They had the golf thing ready in the hopper. If it gets leaked, we're going to use it to be savvy and funny and confirm it, by the way, but still know that there's more to come tonight, and no one's going to turn their car around on the road and not go to the event. You're going there to party, celebrate, be excited about football. I've seen some pushback today, like, really, all this talk for jerseys? Are you new here? This is the NFL. Everything is big in the NFL. We're going to have a draft in Detroit, which, if we were really honest about what a draft is, it's guys' names being read on television, and it's going to draw millions of eyeballs. It's going to draw hundreds of thousands of people to hear names read off a sheet of paper. They're going to do a schedule release in the next, next month? And people are going to flock to a TV to watch the schedule unveil. We're going to spend time, not because we want to, because everybody wants to. Fans want to talk about the upcoming schedule. The combine. Guys are running, 40 yards in a straight line, and it's televised, and people eat it up. Of course the jerseys are a conversation today. Let's get to, is this Renee and Warren? You're on 97.1.
Well, good morning. I don't like the black. I'm a season holder for years and years and years, and I look for energy. Energy doesn't come from black. To me, it's very boring, very blah. If I'm going to go to the game, I want to see everybody running around. Honolulu blue and white are our normal colors. It promotes energy, and that's what I want to see in my team, which I have seen. But putting it in black, it turns me off to it.
So energy, it's a good point. But what would your reaction be if I told you people really like the black jerseys? They're excited. They're buying them. They're going to wear them. They're probably going to be pretty loud and excited. Doesn't that bring energy to a stadium too?
No, I think the person that likes it is you. I don't think if you're asking an overall that the whole team, they don't have choices. I get that. But we're fans. I want to see it going up and down. I don't want to see the black. I think the black is just going to turn me off.
It's just me. All right, Renee, we take it under advisement. Good stuff. Appreciate your phone call this morning.
She pointed right at you.
That's you.
It's just
flag.
You.
Flag. Flag. That was unfair criticism of Costa. I mean, he is smarmy about the Tigers, especially.
We'll read some of those,
John,
too.
John likes the black uniforms, too, people, but let's attack Jim.
Hold on. I'm being attacked for liking something. I like something, and I'm the bad guy.
See? See
how
everybody
this works? Likes it. No, it's just you.
It's just me with a stash of black jerseys in a closet. Nobody else.
You.
Renee, we love you. Couple more ticket texts. 248-539-9797. You can't stop laughing.
That's so great.
John, a lot of people are asking, what about last year's Mustang helmet? I don't know the answer to this. Is it still in rotation if they want it to be?
So I thought, and I've been trying to do some research on this since we've gotten those questions, that you were allowed to have three helmets. But everything I've been able to see is that you're only allowed two. So in 2022, after restricting teams to get to just one helmet design for player safety reasons for over a decade, the NFL loosened the restrictions to allow teams to bring back alternate helmets starting in 2022. And then it goes on to say two.
I don't know that we have clarity. I don't want to give people the wrong answer.
I don't have the...
Would you be sad if those were one
I'm
done?
I'm leaning to... Yeah, I would. I liked them. And I kind of think they would look cool with the black uniforms, black on black, with that, with the mat, like, so the new ones with the black lion are glossy. And I don't, I mean, I like them. I'm not saying I have a problem with that. The ones from last year with the elongated lion, the throwback to bygone eras is a matte finish. And I thought it looked sweet.
Texter says, I love the new look, especially in black. See? Gives me a great excuse to pick up a new one with St. Brown on the back. Another ticket texter says, this is now the best helmet in sports, Reese in Kalamazoo. Talking about the blue helmet with the black lion on it. Texter says, I've been a season ticket holder since 1975. I love the uniforms, all of them. Renee should get with Dwayne. That's signed Jeff. Dwayne was our other skeptic this hour.
You
can we isolate that?
I think she was actually like pointing, you know, at if she was driving or if she was this in her home. Like she was actually, when she said you, she used the offhand that wasn't holding the phone. She was pointing at you physically.
You know,
that was like your wife blaming you for something that's kind of minor. I think she has some other issues with you.
Probably.
Like other opinions.
Oh, I'm sure she does. You know, it's one of those things they tell you when you go into radio. People can tell when you're smiling. Right, like you can tell even when you can't see someone if you're listening. You can tell when someone's pointing to, and she was definitely pointing when she said that.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.